Slade Siebenhaller with the Carroll Tigers joining us here today as he has announced his decision on what he wants to do in college and where he is going to do that. He is going to be headed to Iowa Western Community College, and he is going to play some football down there along with continuing his education. First of all, Slade, congratulations, and how nice is it to have that decision out of the way?
Thank you, Jeff. It feels really good to get it out there, but thanks for having me today.
You bet. Take us kind of through how you made that decision and when you decided that Iowa Western and football is what you wanted to do with your next 2 to 4 years.
My decision's kind of been really long. Obviously, academics are really important to me, so I had to get a lot of things cleared up, like admissions in my class type or my class schedule. And then just talking with the coaches, and really it came down between Iowa Western and Missouri S&T. And I just felt Iowa Western, with it being close to home and not having an 8-hour drive down to Rolla, Missouri, was nicer. And when I took my visit, I just fell in love with the campus and the atmosphere and all the facilities.
Did you get a chance to visit both with all the COVID stuff going on, or was Iowa Western the one place you were able to get to?
Iowa Western was the only school I visited. I did have had an opportunity to visit Missouri S&T in later January, but honestly, after visiting Iowa Western, I just when I left there, I was like, I want to go here. It was amazing.
What was it about the facilities, the campus, that really sold you?
For me, the campus is really close together. It's all walking distance, and then the football side of it, all the facilities are D1 comparable. I mean, they're for football facility and locker room, and they just got a new indoor wellness center with an 80-yard turf field. Is just amazing. It was so nice, and the dorms are extremely nice. We have an option to have 3 other roommates, but we each all get our own separate bedroom, so that's really nice to me.
Slade, the success that they've had on the football field and in all athletics down there in the last decade or say, how much has that too kind of played a role in this decision?
Yeah, that was kind of really important to me too, just their reputation. They get guys to places that they weren't able to out of high school, and that's kind of my goal going down there. I want to see what attention I can draw from coaches and see where I can go.
What have the conversations with the staff been like, and what have they kind of been talking to you about what your future looks like with them?
So most of my conversations have been through Coach Eric Finney, who's the defensive backs and special teams coach down there at Iowa Western. When I went on my visit, he was really excited. He was really friendly. I mean, I ate lunch with him, and he just explained, a day in the life of Iowa Western football player and everything. And he was really excited, but he also didn't really put pressure on me. He's he knows they're Iowa Western. He knows they have a good reputation. So he didn't really pressure me. He even told me, go visit as many schools as you want and everything. On the football field, he wants me to play safety, but kind of like a nickel, so I could be down in the box at times.
Yep.
And just use my athleticism.
What have they talked to you about as far as what they feel like you still need to work on and where you can maybe get yourself more prepared before you walk onto the campus and practice is probably late this summer?
We really didn't go into much detail about skill sets, but personally I know I could get faster and stronger in the weight room. That'll definitely be a big emphasis just because to keep up with all those other DBs and wide receivers down there.
Slade, I know I kind of chatted with this subject with you before we went on with the interview, but I told you, when I think of you, probably because you've been starting varsity baseball since you were an eighth grader, but I always think of you as a baseball guy first, and kind of that football guy is kind of 1B with baseball at 1A. What swung you that made you, because I know you've put a ton of work into baseball as a young kid, what was it about the opportunity to play football that swung football to being your choice?
Yeah, football kind of came on late. I was always wanting to play college baseball, and until my junior year when coaches started coming into the high school and visiting me. But honestly, for me, it was just I saw more opportunity choosing football. because I did get interest with baseball. It was mainly a lot of D3s around Iowa and some D2s, but football really was the best route for me, I think, because of all the opportunities. I had bigger schools looking at me, but they said they would keep in contact with me at my time at Iowa Western just because the whole COVID thing through scholarships and whatnot off their regular track. So
how much did the COVID stuff kind of impact you and your ability to be recruited the way you wanted to and to be able to visit campuses?
Visiting campuses was a big thing because I had a bunch of campus visits scheduled, just not even for athletics, just to like go there. And in case I didn't get the opportunity I wanted to know where I wanted to go if I was just a student. But I didn't really know how the recruiting process was supposed to work out. So having COVID on top of that, it was kind of weird. I mean, coaches were always like unsure and weren't giving you a lot of information. So you kind of had to ask a lot of questions. And at times it felt like I was being really annoying for them, but I guess I kind of had to.
Absolutely. You got to know what you're getting into before you make that decision. So I don't think asking questions is an issue at all, Slade.
Yeah.
Slade, you kind of mentioned you had some schools kind of starting to show up in football as a junior. Besides Missouri S&T and of course, Iowa Western, what were some of the other schools that maybe expressed interest in you at the beginning?
North Dakota State and UNI came to visit me around January in my junior year, and then all through the summer and even through my senior season, kept in contact. Since all their camps got canceled due to COVID, I had to send them a lot of like video and film of me working out on my own, lifting in the gym, or even my game film every Saturday morning. But other than that, like Iowa State started talking to me later, probably around September of my senior year. And then with the COVID situation, it just ended up being they didn't have enough scholarships with guys coming back, so it was mostly like preferred walk-on type things.
How much did that pique your interest? You got a guy like a Matt Campbell taking a look at you. That's got to tell you something about what people think of you, at least.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy when I saw an Iowa State coach follow me on Twitter and then got a DM 5 minutes later. So it was really eye-opening after watching their program grow the past couple of years.
Probably doesn't take long to respond to those DMs, does it?
No, not at all.
Slade, you mentioned really early in this interview about how academics is very important to you, and that was part of your deciding process. What do you want to go into? What do you want to study at college?
So I want to pursue a degree in engineering. I'm not really sure what field of engineering yet. I have interest in like civil, biomedical, or chemical engineering. But at Iowa Western, I'll be in their pre-engineering department to get all those early classes out of the way before I transfer out.
So what got you interested in engineering? That's a really difficult major, and you must be a really smart guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I've always been a math guy, yep. So civil engineering was always really high on my list, and I like creating things, but I really have gotten an interest in science after taking biology and chemistry the past couple years. So I don't know how I'm going to decide between the two. And that's really what I'm hoping to get out of Iowa Western, is able to experience the different types of fields of engineering to make my decision a little easier before I pursue a real major.
Right. I tell you what, I think you're going to do very well in whichever field you choose from. Now, as everybody knows, Iowa Western, a two-year school. If you want to play 4 years, do you have some schools? Iowa State, maybe one of those, means they've already reached out to you. But do you have a school that you kind of dream about going to play those last 2 years maybe at?
No, my parents always ask me that too. Like, if you could choose any school right now, where do you want to go? And I mean, Iowa State would be cool, growing up an hour away and watch them all the time, but honestly, it's just wherever it takes me. I'm open to any school. I don't really have a dream school. I get that question all the time from them.
One other question, maybe nobody's asked you this one. I just interviewed Simon Wagner the other day. He's headed down there to play football as well from Kemper, going to do some kicking for Iowa Western. Have you guys chatted much?
Yeah, we're going to, we we're going to room together in one of the suites. And, yeah, so I went down on a visit before him, and someone told me that he was really interested. So I kind of started talking to him, and ever since we've been texting every day. We got added to a commit group chat, so we've started meeting some of the guys already.
Well, that should be a lot of fun. I tell you what, Slade, congratulations. It's been a pleasure getting to cover you for 5 years, almost 5 years now in baseball, and, of course, your 4 years of your high school football and other sports career and stuff. Looking forward to the baseball season. How do I phrase this without making it sound bad for you? Are you going to be able to finish the baseball season before the football stuff starts for you at Iowa Western?
Yeah, they're not. I asked that on my visit. They're not going to pressure me. It's whenever I can get down there. You know, hopefully we do make a run this summer, and I have to get down there late. That'd be the best of both worlds.
Absolutely. You guys have definitely got a chance to make that run here this summer. So looking forward to seeing you this spring and this summer at Slade. Congratulations on making that decision and choosing Iowa Western. We appreciate you joining us here today.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me on again.
You bet. Slade Siebenhaller again of the Carroll Tigers, again heading to Iowa Western Community College to play football and further his education.